A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we try to gather pearls of knowledge and we try to understand the wisdom behind that knowledge. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. I would like to urge you to make good intentions before we proceed, inshallah, towards our topic. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this from start till end, you'll remember, and you'll try to pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea. It's always a good idea to ask your family members so that they can come and sit in front of this Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, it's very short and sweet, brief program, but so much to learn from. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, we last week were discussing about the reward of abandoning sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learned a beautiful surah from Surah Ar-Rahman. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And we learned that there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord, Azza wa Jal. And today, inshallah, we will further learn what reward one can attain and what benefits one gets when he makes tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he abandons sins for the sake of his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala, and he narrates that there is a marvelous palace in Jannah made of emeralds and pearls. And within that palace, there are 70,000 houses. How many? 70,000 houses are just in that very enormous, marvelous palace in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Respective, can you imagine how big is the Jannah? Just one palace which contains 70,000 houses. And then it is mentioned that every house has 70,000 rooms. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now you do the mathematics. Now you imagine what is the width and length and area of that palace. It is mentioned that within that palace there will be Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim as-salam, the prophets of Allah. And there will be Siddiqeen, there will be Shuhada, and those kings who were just. And that person will reside there who would be Muhakkam. It was asked, who is Muhakkam? And it was said, the one who was called for haram. He was invited to commit haram, but due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he abandoned that sin. He stopped committing that sin. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the reward you attain when you abandon sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A palace in Jannah made of emerald and pearls containing 70,000 houses and 70,000 rooms in each house. So respect you, viewers of Madani Channel. We can also get a space there in that very palace. How? If we also abandon sins, why? Just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, there are so many occasions when one gets temptations. It is easy to commit sins in this day and age. Right? There are so many places, so many occasions, it happens that we get tempted. And we get attracted towards sins. And we have the opportunities and means to commit sins. But yet, if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we remember He is watching us, if we remember that a day will come when we will be presented and we will be held accountable before Him, and we abandon that sin, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the reward, what is waiting for us, insha'Allah azza wa jal. It is mentioned in Kitab al-Tawwabin that there was a person in Bani Israel, and he committed a sin. Now, the sin was committed, he got remorse and regret over it, and he remembered that how will he present himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he became upset, and he would run here and there, back and forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this very act. Rahmati Rabb Bahana Mi Joyad, Bahana Mi Joyad. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his regret and remorse, the way he showed remorse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not only forgave him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the status and stage of a siddiq, which is the topmost category, stage and level of a wali of Allah, friend of Allah. وہ نواز نے پہ آئے تو نواز دے زمانہ رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم وگدا تیرا جے ایک قطرہ بخشے مینو کم بن جاندا ہی میرا. The river of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly flowing. We just need one drop out of it and we'll be sorted. We just need to show remorse, regret, if we have ever committed sins. Don't be despair. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense. Great. All we have to do is we have to come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed some tears. Show remorse and regret. That's what is required. And we never know how close we can get in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, Sheikh Abu Bakr bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that there was a butcher, right? And he fell in love with one of his neighbor's maid. One day she was going from one village to another, and he started chasing her. Now, at a particular space, maybe that was a lonely space, he held her and he wanted to commit a sin with her. She said, "I'm also attracted towards you, but I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." As soon as she said this, he said, "You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so why shall I not fear from my Lord Azza wa Jal?" He abandoned the intention of that sin and he left her. Allahu Akbar. He returned from there. On his way back, he felt so much thirsty. An ambassador of a prophet, Qasid of Nabi, he met him on his way and he asked, "How are you?" And he replied, "I'm so thirsty." The ambassador of a prophet said, "Let's make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This individual said, the butcher, "I do not have any good deed which is worth presenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make dua, I will say ameen." That ambassador of Nabi made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of a sudden, a cloud appeared and that started shading both of them. Allahu Akbar. They started walking beneath that. And when they wanted to separate their ways, their paths, so the cloud started moving with the butcher. Now that ambassador of Nabi said, "Oh man, you said that you do not possess any worth mentioning deed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why this cloud has started moving with you?" Then that butcher mentioned the account of that woman when he had control over her, but he abandoned that sin just because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he repented in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then the Qasid of Nabi, the ambassador of Prophet, said, "No doubt the maqam and status the one who repents possesses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala No one else possesses that. You spoke the truth. That's what he responded. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, we learned that when you abandon sin for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then the maqam and status you possess and you get is indifferent. It's different. It's matchless. One cannot imagine Allahu Akbar. We learned that the one who abandons sins, imagining the matters of hereafter, he will be granted two jannas. We learned that there was a person in Bani Israel that he was granted wilayat, friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned that a qassab, a butcher, got shade of a cloud. Why? Because he had repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, we commit so many sins, but we do not realize that what is the intensity of these sins. We consider them very small. Let me mention. It is mentioned in a hadith, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ قَاعِدٌ تَحْتَ جَبَلٍ يَخَافُ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ. Meaning, a believer who sees his sins as if a mountain is upon his head and anytime it's going to fall on him. Whereas a munafiq, he sees his sins just like a fly came, sat on his nose and left. It is mentioned when a person ends up committing sin, but he considers it to be very big. And he fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives that person. But the same person, when he commits sin, and then he considers it to be very minor and small, then this sin is very big before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because he will not have any remorse, any regret, and he will not abandon it. And he will not be able to get forgiveness from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Awwam bin Hawshab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that there are four evils after committing a sin are even more worse than the sin itself. What are they? Number one, istighar, considering a sin very small and minor. Ightirar, being negligent, being ghafil. Istibshar, remaining happy, having no fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, even after committing a sin. Israr, sticking to that sin, or maybe repeating that and not repenting in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So respected viewers, if ever we happen to commit a sin, we are humans, we end up committing sins, but we should never ever consider any sin minor or small or haqir. Rather, we instantly should repent. We should not repeat that sin. We should have fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ask for repentance straight away. We should avoid all these four evils after committing sins. It is hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kaman la dhamba lah. The one who repents from his sins is like that person who has not sinned at first place. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you repent in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it's like that you have not committed sins. He forgives you. He is Rahman, He is Rahim. But we need to return in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But remember, repenting is not just putting your hands on your ears like this and saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Just to say as we do in formality. We should say astaghfirullah. We should repent like this, but it's not just merely saying these words as a formality. This is not enough. What is true repentance? The ulama, they mentioned three arkan of tawbah, repentance. The very first is that one shows remorse in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Regret, remorse. This is the first element of tawbah. Meaning if someone did any sin He should have remorse and regret over that. Why did I commit this? This is not allowed. This was haram. Why I end up doing this? Why did I do any fraud? Why did I snatch someone's right? Why did I violate someone's right? Why did I hurt someone's feeling? Why did I backbite? Why did I slander? Why did I lie? Why did I commit adultery? Astaghfirullah. Why did I drink alcohol? Astaghfirullah. There are so many other sins, respective viewers. You can just think about that. And we need to have this feeling from our heart that why did I do this? I shouldn't have done it. You should have remorse and regret in your heart. This is the first thing which is important when you repent in the court of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the second rukun is that one should immediately, straight away, abandon that sin. It's not that he is keep repenting also. At the same time, he is repeating that sin also. He's keep on doing the same sin. And he's also asking for repentance. This is not right. Instead, it is a joke. Whereas the third element, which is important in Tawbah, the Rukun, that he makes firm intention that he will never commit that sin again. We are weak. We end up committing sins again and again, but we need to repent again and again in the court of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawbah, which is real repentance. Ameen. Respectfully, today we learned that if a person he fears in the court of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what kind of rewards he can attain? And what does actually real tawbah means? What are the three arkan of tawbah? Maybe some viewers who are watching right now, they must have shown remorse in the court of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They must have thought and made intention today, inshallah, from now onwards, I will abandon so-and-so sin, inshallah. I will also have fear of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And I will not repeat and I will not commit that sin again. And I will abandon it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Once you have made this intention. So this is also very important that you have to abandon that atmosphere, that environment that could attract you again towards that sin. Sometimes we end up leaving and abandoning that sin, but we do not abandon that source of sin. There is a very high chances that we end up committing that sin again. If we have got such gathering, if we have got such environment, if we have got such friendship, a friend circle, then respectfully, we have to abandon that also. We have to leave that atmosphere also. We have to abandon those gatherings also. Right? This is one example. If there in a room there is a smell, first of all, you find what is the source of that smell. Maybe if there is a rotten rat inside that room, a dead one. So what you do? First of all, you get that rotten dead rat out of that room. Then you spray the fragrances or you put ether or whatever you want to do to make it further good smelling atmosphere. But if you keep that rotten dead rat within that room also, no matter how many fragrances you spray there, do you think the smell is going to go away? No. Of course, every wise sane person will say, first of all, one has to remove that rotten dead rat from that room because that's the source of that bad smell. Once that is removed, then only you will be able to apply perfume there or any fragrance there so that it could have good smell. Similar is the example of our environment. If we are not eliminating the root cause of sins, and how we will be ending up abandoning the sins and attain reward from the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So what we understand is we have to abandon those gatherings, because if we make our mind today, we make intention that we will not sin, but tomorrow our friends will take us again to the same places. We have to abandon that also. And this will inshallah help. And further, if you abandon a bad gathering, you need a good one. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is there for you. The atmosphere, the environment, Ijtimaat, Madani Qafile, Madani Channel, so many avenues are there for you to remain attached with good people, with pious brothers. And sisters, they have got their separate gatherings, mashallah. Those sisters, they are watching right now. They can make intention and they will leave the bad friend circle and they will attach themselves with the good ones. They will learn Quran, they will learn Hadith, and they will, insha'Allah, repent in the court of Rabb Ta'ala. May Allah give me the tawfiq also that I do the same, and may all of us repent and get true repentance. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. That's all for today. We will be back next week with another interesting, fascinating, full of knowledge and wisdom episode. Inshallah, until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.